need you to pretend this is an actual gun, okay? Alright? It's an actual gun that's gonna actually shoot little finger bullets at people.
Seriously, we're trying to save the lives of anywhere from 9 to like hundreds of potential hostages. We have to suss out what's going on. So right now we need to bring in our first hostage negotiator to the megaphone. Please welcome Sean Simino, everyone.
All right, where's the first terrorist? Is the first terrorist around? You can come out, sir. Please issue your demands.
Yeah, I've got demands! I've got demands!
Sir, we're listening. I'm Commander Simino. I'm here to negotiate on behalf of not that FBI.
Yeah. I got some people back here. I'm going to do bad things to them if I don't get what I want.
Bad things? Okay. How many people do you have back there, sir?
I've got five.
Five people?
Yep, five people.
What bad things can you do to five people?
Well, if I wanted to, I could, make them all explain to each other, their favorite TV series.
Hey, let's not go that far. Nobody needs to talk about how to get away with murder.
Five people, that's a lot of TV series.
There's so many seasons these days.
Yeah, I'll make them do it. I don't have a television. I don't put one in my living room because that's how the government gets into my thoughts. So I need to be informed on my television. Through these people's tales of their TV experiences, I'll make them do it!
Sir, do you not have a water cooler to gather by on Mondays? People love to talk about what they wash their
I don't
bodies.
Drink the water. I know what's in it. Mind control nanorobots. You think I'm that foolish? That's why I'm on the fringes, baby. I stopped following the rules. Now look who's in control. I'm tired of fitting into your framework for subjugation.
What framework is that, sir?
To make me drink mind control robots and implant thoughts into my brain through the idiot box so that I can be a good citizen, but I'm not. I didn't do none of that stuff. I've been drinking my own piss for years. I'm a free thinker. I got a whole room full of people who are gonna tell each other about all kinds of mundane shit like who bought a house where and stuff like that for how much because they love to entertain.
Sir, so you've only been drinking piss?
Primarily piss, yes.
It just doesn't seem sustainable after a while. It seems like you get diminished returns after a little while. You just become more concentrated. Have you had any other liquids? I mean, this sounds really unhealthy.
It's, you get used to, like, the pickle brining process. This isn't your concern. The last thing I need is the government regulating my water supply, walking all over my rights to drink my own piss. I'll manage my piss affairs just fine. I don't need help with my piss, okay? I've got demands, but none of them are you to touch my piss. That's my piss.
All right, let's talk. We'll leave the piss out of this for now. We'll take all the piss talk for now.
Bezos to program an exception for me in his apocalyptic death robot.
Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon?
Yes. I don't care what he does with the rest of you vermin, but for me, I wanted a special exception so when the robot stumbles upon me, it has a warning. It says, warning, do not execute good human. I want that in the protocol.
Just a warning?
I know he grants exceptions for his globalist cadre, and I would like the same privileges. Yeah, that sounds like enough failsafe in the face of an apocalyptic global death robot. Yes, that's
how. How many times have you clicked through like a page that said this page might have malicious content and then just continued on anyways? I'm just saying.
You tried to trick me into admitting my search history. I see through your trickery, and I'm not having it.
Is that your only demand?
That's demand number one. Demand number two, lifetime Amazon Prime membership.
So all your demands are primarily Amazon based for now.
I would like one of those alarm clocks that turns a light on like the sun is rising.
Oh, I've got one of those. It's a Philips. It's really nice.
I have trouble waking up because my mattress is old because I live on a pile of twigs in a cave that I have dug myself. And my lack of lumbar support in my sleep makes for bad sleep, and I need help waking up so that I can plan my prepper strategy. I need all day to do it.
And Amazon Prime delivers to your hand-dug cave?
That is another demand of mine, that they honor my address. Can you meet these demands or not?
I think I can work something out. I gotta get work. We're a few hours ahead of Seattle, so I think they're still under business operations time. So let me just put in a few phone calls. Just please don't do anything too drastic. Maybe see if someone in there can talk about their favorite season of The Bachelor for a little while.
That would be nice. Thank you. Terrorizer.
Yeah,
hello.
And, fortunately, we got another one of our best negotiators. Please, everyone, welcome Todd Lewis to the megaphone.
Hello, friends.
Hey there.
This is my first day. This is Todd Lewis. For quality control, your experience may be monitored.
I have some people here who I will shoot on my whim if I don't have a certain list of demands. But I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. Todd. It's also my first day being a terrorizer.
Wait, shoot him with... He's going to shoot him with what?
I have a gun somewhere
like
in this room. One of the Rudy Tooty point and shooties.
Okay. How many hostages are there in the... What does it say, Jerry? Domicile.
At least 24. Could be more. There's room in the back where I could say that there may be more.
Is that a hard 24 or...
It's a soft 24, Tom.
Okay.
Could be 30, though.
So the book changes at 23... So I really need to know how many people are in there. Could you just, do a quick head count?
Okay.
One,
two...
Have we got the shot lined up yet? Have we got the shot? Jerry, do you have the shot? Oh, shit, I left my hand on the button.
Wait, what's this about now? Shot? I was just trying to count heads.
We're playing cards.
What card game?
Jerry was trying to shoot the moon.
Okay.
That's what was going on.
All right, I counted. It's a hard 27, unless there's something in your book about that not being high enough, and I will find more people. Children, in fact.
So we're going with Russian Murder Squad. pizza time.
Oh, what type of pizza?
That's up to you. What are your demands? We will deliver them in pizza boxes.
Okay, well, that's going to be tough, Mr. Todd, because my first demand is a helicopter.
Okay, a helicopter. Okay, I think we've got a pizza box. Wait, a helicopter?
A helicopter, yes. I don't want a helicopter now! I'll lose my shit if you give me a helicopter!
Is that like a motorcycle with like a propeller on it?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we got one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, put the grenades in that helicopter. Yeah, okay.
Grenades?
Yeah.
For me?
That's what we call the high-octane gas. Okay. Grenades.
Also, make sure there's a sidecar. Because I want a hostage with me, so you can't try to shoot me, or take the shot, or make me take shots, because I'm a teetotaler. I don't drink alcohol. I just snort cocaine. I also want a bag full of cocaine.
Oh, sorry, Chief. I don't know what he was saying. I'm on break. No, I'm on break. Look, when you're on break, I don't come and bother you. I'm having a smoke. Leave me alone. Yeah, it's like 24 people. Who gives a shit? Like, why?
One of them just had a baby. Now there's a baby involved.
Oh, 25 deaths. Now we're going with Napalm the Billion. That's what the playbook calls for, Chief. Yeah, I've still got my hand on the button. So, well, then you shouldn't have given me the megaphone. Why do I have to do everything around here? Jesus Christ. Sorry, please stay calm. And
we're losing our minds in here.
We're willing to negotiate if you release a hostage. We need to see
there's
that
one.
The hostages are okay. That was a pin, sir.
Figure that out.
Pins only count as hostages south of the county line. Are you telling me you've got...
There's your hostage.
Oh, shit. What was that?
That was a hostage. That was the baby! Most valuable hostage I had. I shouldn't have played my cards that hard.
Who had baby? Which one of you guys had baby on the ball board? Dennis? Yeah, here's a fiver. Are we still doing this? Is this still... Oh, shit, he escaped. He escaped. That's my bad, everybody.
Bringing my evil voice for a second. Are you promise? Really?
Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I'm not even actually that mad at you. I just got to look for the guys.
I was honestly, I was really worried that you were mad at me.
You're a really good terrorist.
Oh, thank you. You're a really good negotiator. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you, we communicate really well together. So,
almost like we have a rapport.
Yeah. anyway, my second demand, I've always wanted a wrestling chant with my name in it. So if you could just get a big crowd of people to yell John Hurst over and over again with my name, like John Hurst, John Hurst, John Hurst,
John Hurst,
John Hurst,
John Hurst.
I really appreciate the guy bringing the sucks. I've really brought it into an actual wrestling chat area, so that was good. That was good. I felt good about that. I will kill one less hostage now.
Hey, come on. I thought we were cool, man.
I mean, I told you I'm not going to kill the last one. I got more demands.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, I'm just subtracting one. I didn't tell you how many hostages I had, by the way, did I?
No.
All right, good. I'm just going to keep making demands, then. Second of all, my second demand is I want my, I have a script that I want, filmed into an actual pilot. You got, I want Friendly Town Public Access to make it, Friendly Town Access Public, Fat TV.
Good luck, buddy. We don't publish fan fiction here.
This is not fan fiction. This is original content for the web.
The captain's gone. It's okay.
All right. Anyway, it's called Skateboard Cop.
Alright,
check it out. I got a tagline for you already. It's skateboarding is not a crime. Skateboarding while doing crimes is a crime. I got a Hulu contract ready to go. Ready to go. Anyway.
Wait.
So what are you doing later?
You just gonna come out and ask me like that?
Yeah, I mean, how else am I gonna ask like this? I mean, I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, we're adults.
How much you look like.
I tell you what, that's part of the mystique. I got glasses.
I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty hot, but if I'm gonna commit to this, if I'm gonna commit right now.
Alright, I'll tell you what. We'll meet down at the Friendly Town Pizzeria.
Okay.
I'll have our mask on, and then when we face to face, I'll take off the mask and it'll go sup. Is that cool?
Alright.
I can't tell if you're actually naughty or not. My glasses have fogged up because this mask is actually pretty terrible. Alright, I'm gonna say that's a nod. Anyway, I'm gonna let the hostages go. I'll see you later at 8.
Alright, see you later.
Alright, see you later.
One out of every three Friendly Town hostage negotiation scenarios turns into a date. How good the not that FBI is. All right, unfortunately, we're receiving reports across town that there's been another hostage situation. One is in the water this week. Please cower in fear at your next hostage taker, Clinton Ricks.
brought in someone very special to negotiate with. Someone who knows Clinton like the back of his hand, someone with legal expertise. The host of Friendly Town Legal from a few weeks ago. Someone who can tell us a little bit about the law. Please welcome to the Mayphone. He still doesn't realize it's him. It's McNicholas.
Hello?
Yes. Sorry. Inside voices. Yes.
What's up, man?
I've taken this Shoney's hostage.
Not the Shoney's!
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now, I'm gonna keep it real with you, Chief. You know, Shoney's is the worst class of restaurant, so I'm really not...
Yeah, yes. I'm gonna make these people eat this food.
God, no!
Listen to my demands. I have four demands.
Only four?
Yes.
Can I make it five?
I'm a simple person. I got a puppy in here, too.
You got a pup?
Yes. That's just in case things get real intense.
You know how I feel about pups. How'd you know I was going to be the negotiator?
Shut up, Copper. I'm talking now.
Okay. Just show me the pup safe.
No. Just know that people are eating terrible food and there is a pup's life on the line.
You know I don't care about those people.
I know you care about this pup.
It's a class A felony to hurt a pup while
Listen. This is why I'm doing this. Okay. People don't listen to me. Teach me how to tie my shoes.
Like,
yes.
Right now, in general?
I usually wear Velcro.
Me too.
But I knew I was going to do this today, so I got a brand new pair of shoes with laces. Now, in a very friendly and encouraging voice, walk me through tying my shoes, sir.
Okay, so...
Or the fucking pup gets it.
All right, so...
Hold on, nothing drastic.
I want to hear about the rabbit and all that shit.
Okay. Are you left or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Okay, so take... You're right here.
Nobody better be helping you either.
No, this is just
me. You. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you want to take the cross with... You said you're right-handed?
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
Take the right string and go underneath the up... See, wait, I'm sorry. Take the left string up...
Slow down. You're freaking... Slow down. Slow down. Take this slow. Or there'll be one less bark in this world.
Okay, so nothing drastic. You take the right one and go up over the left one. And it should make like a little twisty boy.
A what?
A little twisty boy.
Yeah, this better be. A good boy is going to get twisted.
No!
Soon. While people eating terrible food, watch.
Okay, and then... Do you have the twisty boy yet?
Yeah, it's twisted.
Okay, and then what you want to do is kind of jiggle out like a loop. That's the rabbit you were talking about. You
okay.
You gotta jiggle him out.
Right hand or left hand?
Whatever. Wait, you said you were
right. Right.
Left. With your left hand.
How big is the loop?
How much lace do you have left?
I heard something about a tunnel. Other kids would tell me about a little tunnel a rabbit went through. Is this the tunnel?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay. All right, I got it.
Okay, so then what you just did,
yes.
It again, but with the other lace.
It's bunny ears.
He got the bunnies.
Yeah, okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah. And then, do you have that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, and then what you want to do is loop the loop under, so take the, wait, my...
Where's the rabbit? Tell
it's,
me,
it's
tell
coming.
Me about...
The rabbit's coming. Take okay. Right...
And what?
Okay, so take the right and then go up over under the left and then pull it tight.
Okay. Good.
Is good. That how, that's the bunny. Is it hopping?
Are chill you... out. We're not friends here. All right.
I just felt that, you know, I helped you tie your shoe.
I know you have snipers on me. Does this tie look nice?
What suit are you wearing it with?
Does it just about the tie? Does the tie look nice?
Sir, you know I can't give you improper fashion advice.
Does the tie?
What's the front, man? That's the back of the tie, son.
Do you want one half of this pup?
God, no, please not the pup!
What? Does this tie look nice?
No, it's really fucking ugly.
Thank you for being honest with me. I have a job interview after this. Chill out. Everything's so well. So people are pouring gravy on their eggs here. It's crazy.
Is it the white gravy?
It's the white gravy.
Gravy.
And the cheese eggs.
Oh,
it's nasty.
Eggs.
The dog's... It's walking around. It's lapping around.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me about that pup. What type of pup?
Whoa. Hey, chill out. I'm making demands here. So I always had trouble with long division. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
By you.
Maybe, son. Hold on.
Maybe. Lives are on the line here, sir.
Don't drastic now, son.
These people's cholesterol's raising by the minute.
Now, just keep me calm here. Tell me about that pup. What type of breed is that pup?
This pup... Look, chill, all right? What's 124 divided by 6? Walk me through it.
Yeah, son, of course. Okay, so, wait. All right, so you want to write 124...
Okay. You think I'm stupid? I just asked you what
so what you want to do now, son, is draw a little house above that 124.
Cheryl, bring me the goddamn dog.
Please not, son.
Look, you taught me to tie my shoes. I'll make you my dad. said that?
No one.
Okay. Tell. Okay. Walk me through this.
Yeah. So you have 124, and then you draw a line up and over it, and that's a little house. That's what my teacher told me.
I'm gonna kill the dog.
Don't kill the dog.
I'm gonna kill the dog. I'm gonna kill the dog.
This is how you do long division.
You know what?
Brother, please.
There isn't even a dog here, dude. I just wanted some genuine human interaction. That's all. Alright, you can arrest me now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send in the arrest threes.
Yeah. I give up. There was never a dog.
Alright, we'll chalk that one up to a win as well. Not technically a hostage situation. Unless you count a poor education system.
I was a hostage to my own loneliness.
There you go. Now we got that figured out. We need you to clear the stage for the next hostage taker, because that's a really weird way of having hostages. But it's all right, because we've got one of the most cunning terrorists in the world, who also is your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. To negotiate, someone with not only is she a grand wizard at making people's lives more simpler by helping them throw away stuff they don't need, she's also a top hostage negotiator. Woman of many talents, please welcome Monica Miller to the megaphone. Woo!
Hello? Monica.
Oh shit, the female body inspectors are here. This is Todd Lewis. I'm down here at the Friendly Town Pizzeria.
Uh-huh.
It's my first day, and uh-huh. There are all these terrorists and police officers down here meeting for dates.
Yeah.
And I'm taking them all hostage.
What?
They're making a fucking mess. They're using all the Parmesan cheese. Oh, one of them shit in the urinal. They keep asking for more garlic bread. They're really pushing our all-you-can-eat policy. I'm sick and tired of this shit. I'm too hungover for this shit.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You better give me what I want, or no one's getting out of this alive.
Listen, honey, I've just been having hot flashes all day because I've been hitting that monopod hard. So, you know, I really feel what you're going through because I fucking hate it when someone takes my garlic bread. So, what is it that you would like?
Just to love and be loved.
Oh, sweetie.
Oh, also, I would like a fully fueled helicopter to land on the roof. I don't know how to fly a helicopter.
Because there's like a lot of air conditioning units up there.
Yeah, that's why I want to see somebody land a fucking helicopter on that roof. It's tiny and there are air conditioners everywhere. I've wanted to see it since the day I started working here. Today.
And I want to see a sexy helicopter pilot make that work, you know?
I mean, you could use a regular helicopter pilot and a sexy helicopter if you want. I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
What about a sexy helicopter pilot and a sexy helicopter?
Whatever's faster. I'm really hungover. I could use
a
Gatorade.
Who knows how to please a man?
I just need a Gatorade. I prefer lemon lime, but like orange is okay. Fruit punch if it's warm. I would like it cold, but if it's got to be warm, fruit punch is what
okay.
I want.
Okay.
And
work on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want that in the helicopter with the sexy pilot and the sexy helicopter?
No, separate. Send it in a dog pulling a wagon.
And a sexy dog.
The dog that you can find that looks the most like Spuds McKenzie.
Okay.
And put like two cases of Bud Light in there for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's doable. You're easy.
Secondly, I need a fully automatic weapon, because right now I've just got a breadstick that's shaped like a gun. And I've fooled everyone so far, but they're going to wise up to it eventually. It's only a matter of time.
I see. We'd love to help you with that, because
Okay. I would also like to see Venice. I would like to see Venice before I die.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So.
The stripper, or like the place?
Both, yes.
Okay.
Just send the stripper to the place, and I'll catch up.
Oh, she would be so excited.
Oh, she?
My daughter loves to travel.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Sounds great. Secondly, can the dolphins win next week? Is that possible?
This species, because they're definitely losing.
Yeah, I knew that was kind of a pipe dream. Also, I would like a pipe dream. And lastly, could you call up Josh Lampley in New York City or Pepperoni Stallone or St. Augustus Ladone or whatever fake name he's using this week and tell him to give me back my pig? He's had my pig for 9 months. He stole it from my backyard. He's been feeding it cake and taking it to people birthday parties. And it's getting sick. He's taking it to them strip clubs and giving it champagne. And I care about my pig. I want my pig back. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing the Instagram photos of him abusing my pig.
People in New York gotta love, you know, they love that down home thing. They're like, oh, man, I'm from Tennessee.
I don't care what they like.
Well,
I just want my pig back.
Don't you want what's best for your pig, which is cake and Instagram fame?
No.
You seem like kind of like a selfish person. I'm not sure. I want my stupid daughter going to Venice with you.
No, my pig don't need to be famous. It just needs to be a pig. That's what makes it happy.
I guess that's your point. All right, sweet cheeks. Those look like some easy demands. Kind of like my daughter or myself. We'll see you in Venice. And that helicopter's on its way.
Okay, I'm going to go outside and check out that helicopter. Thanks. Bye, terrorists. Bye, police officers.
Officers' dates were not even disturbed in the least by. They didn't even know they were being held hostage. I don't know if that technically means they were hostages or not. I think you have to know you're being held hostage. I don't really know. We need to consult the Friendly Town Terrorism Manual. That's just a thing we're gonna write now. That's gonna be our next scene, the Friendly Town Terrorism Manual. That'll be a really good look just sitting around local coffee shops and diners. Anyway, I think we got a couple more situations to handle before we can go and get our coffee. Your next horrible, horrifying person of taker hostagings is Keith Orlowski. Can we get him up there? Can we see him? Do we have a visual?
He's a hostage, bro.
John, yes. It's me, old Todd. Remember from the time travel thing?
old Todd, yeah, I think I see you up there. Yeah, it's what is that your beard?
That's my beard, and also my shirt says Old Todd.
That's helpful in case we forget what stupid gag you're doing. Yeah, that's nice.
I noticed you're reusing your same voice. Do you only got the one?
I was just about to ask you the same thing about characters, so I feel like that's kind of a one-for-one, buddy.
I see I'm not the only one with the hat props going on here.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're supposed to be police officers, so, you know, I brought the hat. That's right. And you're wearing the hat, of course, the AC. I don't know what that means. What's that for?
Atlantic City.
Because that's where old Todd is from. Besides the future.
Is he a gambler? You're a gambler, then.
Todd, are we a gambler?
Ain't no gambling in the future.
He's right.
Are we going to get to your demands, or are we just going to riff on Todd? Because I'm fine with either. Nice hair, by the way. Is that hair? Is that paper? I don't know what that is.
It's both.
I like how the sides of your hair are blonde, but your beard is gray, and the top of your bangs are black. It really just...
Okay, I dye it. Like... Get off me. I'm getting older, and I want to feel sexy, and you got to do what you got to do.
Well, the shorts are really selling that part of it, so good posing there as well.
There's limited range for...
Strong knee.
That's what they called me in high school.
limited range.
Strong knee.
You got the man's though, for real. Like, what are we doing here? Who do you have up there? Who'd you convince to go up the stairs with you?
It's just Keith.
Just Keith. Yeah. You know, Keith's like,
he was like, I'm gonna do this gag, and then I was already up here. I was like, I'm gonna take you hostage. Now I'm doing it.
He sounds like the kind of guy who would agree with anything. That Keith. How'd you dupe him? Did you promise him something fun?
That's between me and Keith.
See, you and Keith have like a special bond.
It's almost like we're the same person.
I can see that. Yeah. So listen, we gotta resolve this whole situation though, for real. Like, if you've got the man's, I've got a limited amount of resources I'm allowed to.
Hit him with the lights.
Well,
hit him.
Fuck, the lights broken.
Ha.
I was just talking about limited resources, so I feel like this is very illustrative. At any rate, what do you want? Guy on the building.
Well, I wanna go back to the future. So, like, remember that time machine you built? Where
you
wanna
be in a movie version of Back to the Future?
That's a lot of lights. I feel like that's a little unnecessary. I want the time machine that you built.
It's gonna be real hard to send you back through time.
What happened to the time machine?
The time machine was left in the alley next door. And I honestly didn't look to see if it's still there. Is it there? Do you know?
I've been up here since that week three times. Three friendly towns. My beard's coming in my mouth.
Your beard's doing what in your mouth?
My beard's in my mouth! It happened!
Just push through.
You wouldn't know.
I can't grow facial hair, that's fine. The precinct would make me shave anyway. That's why I took this job. Listen, if we're gonna send you back to the future, we don't have a time machine here. We're gonna need to get you up to the correct speed. You could jump off. That would make you go real fast. I don't know.
I considered that. It's not enough space. I just hurt myself.
I have to go head first.
Oh! Does that increase the speed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright!
Alright, let's go! Travel! That's the power of love! I think that's the song they use when they.
I don't think I can come back here if I do it. What's the verb?
You were just talking about going to the future. Why are you worried about coming back to the present? Who cares? You're trying to go one way, buddy. Listen, how about I come over there and I can catch you?
Like, oh, boy,
yeah. Yeah, how about that? That's good. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, see, this is basically why we mixed the idea of us all just being up there. This is gonna turn into like a Sweet and Loaded kind of scenario.
Give your attention and respect to Kranz Bobody.
on your fucking knees!
Krantz, Bo, buddy, please. All right, buddy, please. We gotta...
Where are those fucking TV cameras?
All right, FAP TV is on the air right now. Trust... All right, we have a great negotiator to talk to you. We're going to make sure to get the salt in care of. Just don't do anything stupid, Krantz.
Oh, yeah. Nothing stupid, huh?
No.
Let's get those fucking cameras on, or else I'm gonna waste this guy!
Wait, we're on TV? Hi, Mom!
John Hurst! We need John Hurst, Negotiator John.
Get this negotiator in!
Hello, class. How are you doing today?
Those fucking cameras on me?
The cameras are on you all the time, Mr.
I'm gonna waste this guy!
Mr. Bobody, is that correct? Is that your name?
I'm Krantz Bobody.
Oh, wow.
Represented by Elton Moore Talent Acquisition Agency.
Oh, wow. Is that the part with the taxidermy or the talent?
It's the talent!
Ooh, who's your hostage?
What's your name? What's your name? Are you WGA affiliated? Playing the part of terrified hostage will be...
St. Thomas Ledoux!
Oh, wow! How are you doing, Mr. Terrified Hostage?
Don't talk to him! He's not the main story. Are those television cameras up?
They're on live. You're live right now.
Alright. I have a message, and unless those television cameras get my whole message, I'm gonna waste this guy.
Make sure
you roll it and don't cut away.
We are looking directly
at you. For too long! The success of the lower people has been determined by the upper people. And I'm here to say that that is not going to happen any longer. For the lower people will finally have a voice in me. Make sure those cameras are rolling.
The cameras are still rolling. This does seem like good terrorist tactics.
My name is Krantz Bobody. I'm represented by Ethel Moore Talent Acquisition. Don't move! Today, I will be reading a dramatic monologue. I am also available for background acting work and large event catering services. Today, I will be performing a monologue from Glengarry Glen Ross. Keep those cameras on me!
Cameras are rolling. Cameras, I'm scared now.
Put that coffee down!
Is the hostage okay before you go into the...
Coffee's for closers only! You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you. I am here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray. And I'm here on a mission of mercy. Your name's Levine? You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
I don't got to listen to this shit.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is, you're fired. The bad news is, all of you got just 1 week to regain your jobs, starting with tonight's sit. Have I got your attention now? Good, because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, the first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives. Third prize is you're fired. You get the picture? You laughing now? You got the leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you've given. You can't close shit. You're shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. And I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is You're Wanting. And you can't play a man's game. You can't close them. Then go home and tell your wife your troubles. Because the only thing that counts in this life, get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking... Oh, I'm not going to say that word. ABC! Always be closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. AIGA, attention, interest, decision, action, attention. Do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision, have you made your decision for Christ? And action, AIDA, get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you going to take it? Are you man enough to take it? What's the problem, pal? You, Moth.
You're such a hero. You're so rich.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. You're such a hero. You're so rich.
How come you're coming down here?
Just want to point out cameras are still rolling.
Keep them rolling.
All right, we're rolling.
How come you're coming down here and waste your time with a bunch of bums?
How come you're coming down here and waste your time with a bunch of bums?
You see this watch? You see this watch?
You're not wearing a watch.
That watch costs more than your car. Shut up! Give me a watch! Demand number two, get me a watch!
The hostage is doing his best. Please don't antagonize him further.
Get me a watch!
All right,
demand two.
Give me a watch. He's got a watch. Thanks, hostage.
Do the line.
Really helps us out.
Do the line again. How come you coming down here and waste your time with
the... You're
hostage negotiator. Do this.
Okay.
How come you coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums?
How come you coming down here and waste your time with a bunch of bums?
You see this watch? You see this watch?
Good watch.
Hold on, I don't like that read.
Do it over.
I'll do it again.
Deep breath.
Count it down for me.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, do it again.
All right, 3, 2, and action.
You see this watch? You see this watch?
Yes.
That watch costs more than your car. I made $970,000 last year. And how much you make? Go try to answer. You see, pal, that's who I am. And you're nothing. You're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good father? Fuck you. You want to work here? Close. You think this is abuse? Hostage negotiator, do you think this is abuse? Like, it's all right that I'm feeding him lines. Like, I need to get the best performance out of me.
Keep going.
Okay. You think this is abuse, you cocksucker? I'm sorry, I don't like that. You can't take this? How can you take the abuse? You get on a sit. You don't like it? Leave. You can't leave. You can't. No, sorry. I can go out there tonight with the materials you got, make myself $15,000. Here, I got the...
Sorry, you need some water?
Well, I lost my place. Hold on.
All right. Deep breath. You're doing well. You're doing really good.
Can you just count me down again?
All right.
From five.
5, 4, 3.
Get mad, you son of a bitch. Shut up. He ruined...
All right. Go back. Okay, let's go from stage left. There. All right. 5, 4, 3.
Get mad, you son of bitches. Get mad. You know what it takes to sell real estate? It takes brass balls to sell real estate. Go and do likewise, gents. The money's out there. You pick it up. It's yours. To answer your question, pal, why am I here? I came here because Mitch and Murray asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said the real favor, follow my advice and fire your fucking ass because you're a loser and a loser is a loser. Loser, I'm so sorry, but thank you
for being so brave with me.
Kranz, I'm going to stop you there. I'm not really feeling the emotion from that last line there, so.
My last demand is that that tape go out to every casting agent in Friendly Town. All two of them. Because they're going to finally know Kranz Bowbody is an actor.
Well, and not only that, I'm Ross from Friendly Town Community Theater, and I think I got the perfect role. Wait, where are you going? Oh, man.
Sometimes we like to take a peek behind the curtain here in Friendly Town, the Friendly Town Bureau of Investigation, not that FBI. All right, unfortunately, we are almost done with our day of negotiating hostage situations. We only have two more. That's not bad. Only two more active hostage situations. Your penultimate hostage taker, Cower, in fear.
some demands.
And we have a great negotiator, someone who has a lot of experience being a hostage himself. Please, to the megaphone, St. Thomas Ledoux.
Oh, I hear you got the hostages.
Yeah, I got some hostages.
Let's hope they don't get hurt. What are your demands?
I'm really trying to place your character, and I can't. But I know it's in the recesses of my mind. Look, I got these hostages. I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna kill them slow.
Well, we know you're doing that, buddy. But it's my job to talk you out of it. So how can
okay.
What do you want, bud?
You can try. Look, I think I'm a reasonable person.
You seem pretty reasonable.
Demand number one.
Usually these hostage takers are all cartoony. But you're not your guy. You're a pretty normal fella. Anyway.
Demand number one. I demand that Friendly Town host a weekly comedy show with no barrier to entry.
That sounds ludicrous. If you let no barrier to entry at the Friendly Town open mic, some jackass can just walk in and talk like a cartoon and think he's being funny.
No. It sounds easy, but it's hard. I mean, anybody can come up and do whatever they want. No questions. That means like that person on Tinder that hears you're a stand-up comic, and then they're like, oh, everybody's always told me that I should be a stand-up comic. They have to be allowed to do the thing to every once a week.
Well, that'd be fine, as Friendly Town humor protocol is that everyone must tell at least one Tinder joke per homage to Tinder as an amazing app that we all appreciate.
Okay.
And it's the primary reason we are able to procreate.
One,
Tinder, it's Friendly Town's favorite dating service.
An app. That part of that demand is you gotta give Tyler Sonics in 5 minutes. Every week.
5 minutes? Why don't we give him 8, 9, or 10? Who's counting?
That's a good point. Demand number two. Or I'm gonna fucking murder these people, which, by the way.
1, 2, buckle my shoe, I'm gonna off you if you don't make my demands. Go on, buddy.
I wanna let the audience know that I've grown to love these hostages. I've grown to love them like they're my own family, Maria.
Careful, if you doodle one of them, that's a sexual harassment suit that will be brought against you in charges upon your arrest. So remember, this is just because you committed one crime doesn't mean we can't charge you with another, buddy.
Look, my life is almost over.
A hostage cannot give legal consent. I'm being serious. I might sound like a goofball, but when it comes to matters of consent and sexual harassment, we take a hard line here at Friendly Town. Now, damn it, behave yourself back there. You're a man of dignity. You're a hostage taker. Your father was a hostage taker. Drew, I know you. And you're better than this.
Okay.
That's more like it. Level-headed you always were. That's why I appreciate you. Not a cartoon buffoon.
Like, you really... I know that you're trying to appeal to the better angels of my nature. But it's not going to work. Saint Thomas Ledoux. My second demand is that Friendly Town City Council meetings, they have to happen at a cash-only bar. I don't care about the rising tide of technology or how the bar is always going to be at the brink of closure. That's friendly to the city. The mayors, they need to be here. It's important. I don't know why it's important, but it's important
but
that it's cash.
If we start having to use cash, that'll replace our current currency of high fives. Don't you appreciate the convenience of just a high five or a low five if you're down on your luck?
Look, I wasn't gonna tell you this, but the people in the building behind me, they're sewn together. They're sewn ass to mouth, mouth.
Are
mouth
they
to
a
ass.
Married couple? Is this an or was this an out of wedge sewing?
Luckily, I did I performed actually a mass wedding ceremony before the
well, that was very polite of
enjoyment.
You.
Because it would be very disgraceful if you had sewn two non-wed people together.
I'm a man of grace, not disgrace. I have one final demand.
Make it snappy, buddy.
And I'm...
I'm out of quoting phrases, sorry.
And I'm going to release every single person if you can do this one
then
final thing.
Then isn't that just one, since you've now conjoined them?
Right. Right. I will let the Friendly Town doctors de-suture them.
Well, who would want that?
I'm going to need you to sing the alphabet song with every other letter being the word penis. Let me demonstrate. A, penis, B.
No.
Oh, sorry. A, fuck you. A, penis, C, penis, E, et cetera. To the end.
Oh, Jesus. Is this revenge for having to do the backwards ABCs after a DUR? Right? A, penis, C, penis, E, penis, G, penis, I, penis, K, penis, N, penis. No, M, penis. B, penis. Oh, get it? A penis. Is he gone? What's that conjoined freak out of here?
Alright, we finally made it to our final hostage situation of the day. We have earned our scotch. We have earned our scotch, everyone. And then we're gonna hang out and watch these great bands that are playing in celebration of all the hostages being freed. But we still have some hostages held by the most gruesome, one of the most gruesome hostage takers in all of Friendly Town. Please cower in fear at the very loathsome Josh Arnold. And thankfully, we've got Clinton Ricks on the case. Everyone give it up for Clinton Ricks, your negotiator.
Alright, I've got simple demands. Just so you know that I mean business, I want you to know that we have a police officer held hostage back here. Show your face a little bit, would you?
Hi!
You can tell it's definitely a different person because of the hat and lack of glasses. So that's nice. Listen, I'm here, I'm holding him hostage, but I'm also here, with my kid. Say hello, would you? This is young Rowan.
Hey, Rowan.
Come back. Don't let him shoot you. Listen. The Make-A-Wish Foundation wouldn't do what she wanted. So this is where we are here. We're at the point in time where we've got to do it for them, so that she can have her dying wish.
What's her dying wish?
Well, you see, she's a huge Spider-Man fan. And she's not gonna live to see the next Spider-Man movie, so.
It's like 10 of them.
Yeah, but it's the next one that really matters to her, and so we're gonna film the next one right now. That's the thing. So I'm gonna need. We went through the Friendly Town populace looking for people who would fit our casting decisions. So could I get Keith Olowski up here, please? And also, either St. Thomas or Sean Seminole, either one would work as somebody who would also be in this film.
Are these your accomplices?
Oh, well, they are now. I'm afraid that you won't be into the film if you don't have a little bit going. So if we could communally just go ahead and knock these out, that would be great.
Save me a beer, please.
Also, well, instead of giving one to you, this kid's gonna die, so...
All these motherfuckers are gonna die for not sharing with me.
Oh, you do. And while we're here, Spider-Man, put your fucking mask on, would you? Please? Thank you.
I don't even want to de-escalate this, honestly.
No, it's fine.
See how this turns out.
Put your mask on, Spider-Man, please, would you?
No,
Spider-Man.
Shit too.
Spider-Man, listen, this is for her, okay?
Oh.
Spider-Man needs to be in shape to fight crime.
I can't see.
And he likes to be in shape by jumping rope. So if you could please just start jumping rope back there, staying in shape, while Spider-Man's arch nemesis
Spider-Man
has an arch nemesis. I'm sure you're aware he was in the recent Spider-Man movie as well. It's, of course, Vulture. You're familiar with Vulture.
It's not Jamie Foxx.
Oh, Vulture, you know, the giant bird enemy that Spider-Man fights. It feels unfair. Spider-Man's real strong and he's got a jump rope, so Vulture can have an axe. And I think it's about ready. Spider-Man also, of course, isn't really Spider-Man if he doesn't have his, you know, his web. Anyway, if you guys can duke it out, please, you figure that out. Actually, hold on. You know what? It's fine. You don't need web, actually. I don't want you to have any more strength against Vulture. You guys can go ahead and duke it out, and whenever you're happy with the film, you can... By the way, I didn't bring any popcorn for you, but I hope you like gummies, so if you can enjoy those...
Send me some of those gummies, please. No. All that, the beer, the gummies. Everything.
This is an exciting film. I'm hoping that my son, I don't know, I'm hoping they're happier now.
I'm a hostage to this terrible production. This is what's going on.
Do it.
Throw gummies at who's ever taking you hostage. Throw gummies at
Spider-Man's making an offer for you to be a crime fighter too. Look at that.
Throw a gummies fan in the bird mouth.
Listen, Rowan, arrest him. Take him. Put the cuffs on him. Take him to jail. Don't put gummies in his beard. Don't do that.
I don't know if that was my beard.
I don't know whose beard it was. But I think the Make-A-Wish Foundation can suck a dick. Applause. Wait. Let's go. Being held hostage. Oh, completely right. Different person here.
Yeah, okay. I'm an intern negotiator. My superiors went to...
It's a different person than the other guy that's back here, I swear. Listen.
Oh, gummies. What?
Give me one of those gummies and then I think we're done with this.
Yeah, you're having fun up there. I'm stuck here trying to be an adult. I don't get no gummies. I don't get no beer. You got silly string, that's highly flammable actually though, so just keep it away from open flames. Honestly, I really enjoyed this. You should take people hostage more often.
Get us out of here, Clinton!
I don't really like cops either, so this is the best internship. I get to see cops taken hostage. This is really good actually. On your behalf, sir. You committed no crime here.
Alright, everyone, I'm back. So, I hope you have enjoyed...
Jesus Christ.
I hope you've all enjoyed Totally Normal Comedy Show. Hope you've all had fun here tonight. We at Friendly Town are grateful that not a single hostage met their end. I'm very scared about what's about to happen. Oh, no, okay, no, it's perfectly innocuous. Actually, the next couple weeks we're going to have a lot of fun here. Tonight has been Friendly Town. We'll release the hostages under the following conditions. Please give it up for yourselves. Please give it up for all of the people you've seen before tonight. Give it up for Spider-Cop, the applause monger. Next week, it is a Friendly Town Home Improvement Special, where we're going to teach you all of the great new hot home improvement tips to improve your homes. And then the week after that, it will be the Friendly Town Symphony Orchestra Auditions. We're going to be auditioning a new symphony, so break out those old clarinets you used to play in middle school and haven't since then. And then October 8th, Olivia Grace from Los Angeles will be doing a stand-up special here on this stage. Just come here every Monday, 7:30. It's the same deal. Good times, different show every week. Thank you all so much for supporting Live and Local Comedy. Give it up for yourselves and hang out. We got a great music show. Follow us on Facebook, Friendly Town Knoxville. Get home safe. We love you. Bye.